Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.
Voice of the Cape Drive Time, welcome back. The next segment of our program I call Desperate Strokes for Desperate Folks. The State Security Agency has sent a cease and desist letter to investigative journalist Jacques Poe and his publisher over revelations in his new book that it claims are in violation of the Intelligence Act. Ha ha. Online is Tandy Smith, Policy Program Coordinator at Media Monitoring Africa. Tandy, welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Please excuse my cynicism, because this information has been out in the public arena for some time. Jacques has put it all together just with some extra proof. If the SSA wants to go after Jacques, they're going to have to go after every single media house in the country.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And, you know, it started today with SARS thinking about, apparently giving legal advice about also taking Jacques to court over, you know, disclosing confidential information. And then we see the reports of state security doing the same thing. And it's an absolutely clear instance of intimidation of journalists or media. You know, if anything, that's what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, my response is ha-ha. I survived the apartheid era. That was this is chicken feed compared to 1976 and 1985. It really is.
In fact,
I'm editorializing too much, I know, but really, it's pathetic. That's all I can say.
Yeah, you know, but exactly, you know, like you were saying, this sort of information or these issues have been grappled with or dealt with for months now, and you know. SARS's first reaction should have been, we need to investigate this further. If we're sitting with claims that individuals, owe SARS millions of rands and there are all these sorts of allegations coming out in this book, that's what they need to be focusing on. Not the fact that Jacques has this information and he's now put it into legible form, you know. If we should see a complete opposite reaction from these institutions going, these claims or these allegations are absurd and we're investigating, or that's where our attention is being pushed. But again, we see a journalist, we see a media personnel coming out of this information, and we have these state institutions just cracking down, and we can, especially at this time, leading up to December, leading up to our elections in 2019, if this is the kind of relationship that we see coming from these institutions, I think we've got a lot of work ahead of us.
We have. There's no illusions about that. But I think mm-hmm. that methinks that SARS put up the SSA to do this. I think Tom Moyane is actually finally feeling the heat. He should have felt a very long time ago. And, I mean, there's another thing. If all our South African journalists were to reveal what we know about state capture off the record, boy, oh boy, then there'd be a nuclear explosion. We're playing the game.
It's just that
the Zuma lights are not playing the game. That's quite obvious to us, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it clearly is a he said, she said, well, one side, well, a two-sided. It's becoming apparent that, you know, you're either for or against. And that's a very difficult position to be in. Like I said, I think we almost expected that this would happen. I think when the book was published, when the book hit the shelves, a lot of people's first response was, you know, you need to get the book because it's
yes.
going to be. I think the catch-22 situation was, well, if there aren't, you know, legal claims or legal issues being legal charges being made against Jacques, then it's obviously true what's in the book, and you know, to take that sitting down would have also been a complete admission of defeat, and we know that that's not what we're dealing with, but. You know, it's really interesting because I think the kind of situation we're dealing with the information in the book is about the issue of, well, yes, it's confidential information, yes, it may have been obtained illegally, but that is, you know, we're in a country where we have laws around information such as that being disclosed in the public interest. And, you know, if anything, this book is clearly in the public interest.
Absolutely, and, yes. I mean, in fact, it's public interest in uppercase. It's uppercase public interest. I put an exclamation mark there as well.
Exactly. So, I mean, I think that that is to well, most of us, it's you know, absolutely clear that this information, however it was obtained, is in the public interest. And I think there's definitely a case there. I don't think... I mean, I don't think that this would have been done, you know, off the very easily or you know, just at a whim. I think that the people involved in publishing the book know very well the kind of information that they're dealing with and knew what the risks were with publishing this book.
No, absolutely, yes. I mean, the publishers in this situation don't... consider these things lightly. The manuscript is not released until lawyers, legal experts in litigation have read through it. And Jacques Poe has been very careful to say two independent sources verifying the stuff that he said. Mm-hmm. That's the golden rule. Obviously, he's not going to be prepared to reveal his sources. And yes. I'm kind of glad that the secrecy bill isn't in effect, because if the secrecy bill in effect, wow, boy, Jacques would be behind bars for 20 years.
Yeah.
That's what they do to him.
Yeah. I mean, I think what we're seeing is a complete, you know, well, it's mirroring what's going on in every sort of aspect of policy and regulation at the moment when it comes to issues of media. With government institutions wanting to crack down on media freedoms. We're seeing it with online regulations. We're seeing it at talk around a proposed media appeals tribunal. We're seeing a lot more tension around how to regulate information and media, and we're dealing with it at a policy level. So when something like this actually happens, and it's a very practical, you know, instance of, I guess, the kind of information that the state doesn't want in the public domain, we're going to get pushback. But, you know, it's like you said in the beginning, you sorry to come across quite cynical, but I think that's a very appropriate response to have. I think it's absolutely shocking.
You know, there's another aspect that the state and its arrogance tends to forget, that these leaks and these sources... And they are coming out of the woodwork because they are people of integrity, and they've just got sick and tired of having to watch firsthand the plundering, the looting, and all the shenanigans that's been going on with our SOEs and SARS. I mean, the email leaks, that came from somebody within the machine, and a lot of things that are coming out are from people in government who are not happy. And I think a government needs to realize that people are whistleblowing, and they're going to carry on whistleblowing as long as they carry on, you know, not performing what they should be doing.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we're heading into an era where we need a lot more of that, because if we don't uncover a lot of these, well, a lot more of these deals and a lot more of the corrupt actions that are taking place, you know, like they've just been carrying on and allowed to be continuing over the last couple of years, well, you know, as long as they have been, nothing's going to change unless we start, you know, trying to do something about it.
Yeah, it's very sad. I mean, after Polokwane, some members in the Zuma camp were heard to be saying, now it's our chance, quote unquote. And boy, oh boy, have they taken the gap as far as that is concerned.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we can really argue with that. I just think that, you know, for us, or for MMA as a civil society, we really need to, you know, up our game and really get the support in dealing with these kinds of issues, because we're in for a very interesting couple of months, I think. December's going to be a complete turning point one way or the other. And we need to be prepared.
Yeah, I think state security agencies, SARS, and all the corrupt cabals are trying to shut down the doors very, very quickly. Zuma's run out of favors. Zuma can give no more favors. And it's survival of the fittest. And we've got a president who is in living in abject fear of wearing an orange uniform during his retirement years.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, we one thing we cannot have and one thing we have to completely continue fighting against is or are these threats to media freedom. And, yeah, I think we this is a clear example of the gravity of the situation we're dealing with. And, yeah, we have to try our very best. And we have to come out, people need to come out condoning what's going on, or at least the legal action taking place, because, yeah, like I said at the beginning, it's an outright threat to media freedom. It's intimidation of journalists, and we can't have that.
Absolutely. Tandi Smith, Policy Program Coordinator, Media Monitoring Africa. Do enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too. And to your listeners.